This is Eric, and I'm Dean, and we're delighted to be here this morning to talk to you about licensing issues associated with spinouts. Before we dive in, I have to say it's a fairly complex topic, and we could easily spend a couple of hours exploring the issues, but I promise we won't. We're going to step through this pretty quickly and try and get it done in the half hour allotted. If we run out of time for questions at the end, both Eric and I will be here during the break and all day, so we're happy to do any follow-up discussions if anyone has any additional questions as we go forward. Now, I think there are a couple of trends that are driving some activity in the IP spin-out area. Over the course of the last 18 months, we've seen a lot of investment funds realign. Many funds, which were focusing almost exclusively on early stage investments, have really shifted and designated much of their funds to go into later stage investments in light of the recent economic developments. And what that means, of course, is that a spin-out becomes a potential later stage investment. You've got a lot of capital now looking for those investments. And with a spin-out, the IP is already developed. It may already be partially commercialized. So you have a much shorter path to your exit window. You have reduced risk. And you have an efficient use of capital. Another factor that I think may be also impacting work in this area is the economic pressure that a lot of businesses are currently facing to reduce their cost structures and to monetize underperforming assets. And they can achieve both of those goals with a spin-out. So with that context, today we're going to go over spin-outs in general. We're going to set up a hypothetical and then apply it in identifying the intellectual property associated with a spin-out, allocating that intellectual property, and then walk through key considerations on assignments, licenses, and other forms of transfer.
So let's begin just by talking about what exactly do we mean when we say a spin-out transaction. There are three fundamental steps in a spin-out.